Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a personal favorite?
This is Protocentrist. We are actually live. First time being live on Facebook. We're also live on Block Talk Radio. So today is Friday. I keep seeing the people post Friday. I don't know. Friday's a Friday. Friday. It's Friday. To me, it's Friday. You know? So it's a good night. Good night. 7 o'clock here in Chicago, and we got some stuff to talk about with our guest Earl Wigfall. He'll be in here, and we're going to be talking about trading. We're going to talk trades. We are going to talk trades, right?
That's right. So there's a lot of things that we don't know, but we are this group with Trudera. If you guys want any info of that, Trudera, not Trudera. I've been calling it Trudera for all the time that we've been. But anyways, if you contact us for more information, if you want to be able to get involved with this learning process. You're going to be able to learn. There's ways to practice, to have group talks, you know, like we're part of this group called Batch Claim, and we're learning how to trade on the Forex market. So for those of you that don't know what's Forex, Forex stands for foreign exchange. So think about especially those people go to other countries like Philippines, Taiwan, and Japan, you know, they are exchanging their U.S. dollars. If they're from the U.S. dollars, from the U.S. or from the U.K., they're exchanging those dollars to be able to go there to those places, right? So they're already doing the foreign exchange, right? But they don't get to partake in that. You know who gets to partake in that? Those people that is partaking in that.
Of course,
like
those people
trading,
are going in there.
Those people that are participating in the Forex exchange, those are the people that's going to benefit. I mean, remember when we were in the Philippines and we would send ourselves money from an account, or we would ask if we were getting money sent to us, and we're like, how does that work? Like, I'm supposed to get 38 pesos per dollar, but Western Union, you know, they're in like 30 pesos, but that might not seem like a lot. Then when you're getting how many, like $100, now that becomes like a good deal, you know?
Right.
So what we're learning is how to be able to participate in that Forex and the other exchanges that Fernie and Protocentrist and Earl will talk about.
Yeah, what we're going to learn tonight is, again, we're going to go into touch on, you know, the beginner's side of it. What is Forex and, you know, how to become a Forex trader, and a couple things that we're going to learn from Earl. I think seems like the more well advanced than we are. So I think he's on the other line now. So I'll have him on. Is that you, Earl, on 6139?
Yes, it is. Good afternoon, brother. How you doing?
Hey, good, man. Doing good. It's Friday, what other people call it. Friday.
I hear you. Friday, right?
Yeah. So let me, what do you call it? Introduce yourself and then we'll go from there.
All right. Well, yeah, my name's Earl Wigfall. I'm 32 years old, happily married, and have two kids. And I came across this opportunity right around the time COVID hit. I had been trading stocks previously, and had some success there, but I wasn't hitting the type of success that I was truly looking for. So a good buddy of mine put me up to this opportunity and said, Earl, if you're having success there, you should really check out what I'm doing. And I mean, from there, that it's pretty much been all she's wrote, man, and it's been a great ride.
Oh, sweet. It's like, I mean, I've heard about stock market, you know, for years now. You know, my wife and I have been talking about getting into that thing, and we're clueless. I mean, I can go in YouTube, read about things, but if there's no one there to guide you, or even like that, a learning system that you can learn from, you're going to be lost, man. You know, so yeah, that's a thing that I that was introduced by a good friend of mine, Justin from India. And I looked at it, you know, did some research about it, and then I told my wife, like, we should do this. This is, we could really benefit from this.
Yeah.
You know, and then again, you know, this is not, I mean, short term, long term. You know, whether you're just a beginner, you know, you can learn from what we're doing. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's right.
Absolutely.
So now we were going to talk about the. Could you touch base or explain to our listeners about you know, what is Forex actually?
Yeah, of course. So Forex is the foreign exchange market, right? And the banks, you know, Chase, Wells Fargo, or Flagstaff, whoever they are now. The banks already trade in the foreign exchange market. They take the money that we deposit, and then they turn around and use our money and invest it. So they're investing in and exchanging with other currencies. They're buying other commodities such as oil, using our money 101 different ways. And all we typically do is, you know, put our money in the bank, and we're hoping for that 1% interest or 1.5%. APY interest, right? And what's crazy is a lot of folks, you know, I'm not knocking banks or CDs or any financial services, but along the way, I decided, well, if the bank can invest my money and I'm getting pennies on the dollar, why don't I invest my own money? And instead of getting pennies on the dollar, I can, you know, I can have the type of success that they're having. So the foreign exchange market, that is what it is. It's Forex. That's exactly what it sounds like. It's, you know, just the trading of multiple goods.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay. That's good.
Yeah,
that
makes sense. That what you said, I know a lot of people, they'll probably be like, yeah, but if the bank loses my money, then it's insured. And if I don't, then, yeah, but then you have to decide if you're willing to take that risk and be able to, like, learn along the way, you know, even if you just, I know they asked you before, like, even if you could invest $100 to try it out, you mentioned that there's a program, maybe you can bring that up on this show, the, you know, where you can test it out before you use your real money, like Monopoly money.
Like a demo account.
Yeah,
so,
can you tell our listeners about that?
Yes, of course. So there is an app. This app is called MetaTrader 4, and MetaTrader 4 does exactly what you guys said. It allows us to learn how to navigate the market, what to look for, what to expect, help us understand our gains and losses so that we can play with Monopoly money instead of our money. Nobody wants to jump in right away with their money, especially if they don't know what they're doing, or at least I don't, right? It's kind of like when we go to the pool or when we go to the beach, the very first thing we do, most people stick their toe in it. Right?
Yeah.
So they want to see what they're getting themselves into. Exactly. It's very rare that you get somebody that's just like, screw it, cannonball, no matter what. So yeah, that's what MetaTrader 4 is for. It is an app that is available on Android or Apple. So it does not matter which platform you're using. You can also use that app on your computer as well. So you can download the software. It is free. It does not cost for you to use that technology.
I think our listeners, hopefully they're paying attention to that, the MetaTrader 4, right? Because there's more than one type out there, I think. Is that correct?
That is correct. So there's multiple variations of MetaTrader. The reason that we use four is because four is going to be the one that you actually take live trades, right?
It's okay.
MetaTrader 5, which is their newer software, does not link with the broker that I utilize. So we don't utilize MetaTrader 5. We specifically work with MetaTrader 4. Now,
okay.
MetaTrader 5 does some of the same things. It just looks different.
Mm-hmm.
But in my opinion, why would I practice on one thing and then try out on something else? So that's why I always recommend just sticking with MetaTrader 4. That's what everybody in our group is working with. You know, the nice thing about our group is making sure that we're all working as a unit and consistent. So, you know, when you get people that are doing their own things, sometimes it can be a little more difficult. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a group effort. You know, it's like I was telling Leroy, was it last night? Was that last night? Yeah. That, you know, our group is actually, you know, it's going to, it's like a vehicle. We're all in the car, right? And, you know, our group is, you know, it seems like it's the one that's in charge of steering us to the right path. So we'd, because otherwise you get lost. You know, it's like a GPS kind of thing. So
right,
what
right. GPS signal loss.
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
want that.
Yeah.
So can you tell me more? I mean, I know, you know, we touched up on that. Why is it a great market to trade in Forex?
So, yeah, of course. The reason I believe Forex is a great market to trade in, because the concept with the company that we utilize allows us to essentially look for patterns, right? Another
right.
reason it's a great concept, you know, regardless of what you feel about the current president that's in office, you know, I'm not here to talk political views, but what I can say is when Donald Trump hops on Twitter, he really, you know, he's controlling which way the market goes. When he first came out and said, you know, oh, I have COVID, you know, keep your prayers and so on and so forth, whatever his tweet said, the market responded immediately. This was around 12 or 1 o'clock at night or 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, depending on where you're at. And the market dropped drastically. And the nice thing about this Forex market is we can win regardless of which way the market is going. If the market is going down, we can secure a bag that way. If the market is moving up, we can secure a bag that way. So when you have somebody that's sending out tweets, kind of like a cheat code almost. So, you know, if the leader of the United States has COVID, you can pretty much guarantee that our economy is going to take the crap. When he gets better from COVID, you know, the economy reflected that. When he said there's not going to be stimulus checks, the market crashed. Then when he said, you know, well, maybe we'll do stimulus checks, the market picked back up. So the reason the Forex market is such a great market to work with is, one, it's 6 days a week. So because you're trading across the entire world, the U.S. stock market and the U.S. currency might stop moving at 2 o'clock in the morning. But then you over in London, their day is just getting started. So their market's open. So there's multiple ways you could secure a bag going this route, because there's so many financial institutions that you have the option of trading with. There is no downtime. Versus the stocks, you know, in the stock market, when you're looking at companies, you can only trade them from 9:30 to 4 o'clock, you know. So that's why I love the foreign exchange market. If I work third shift, I have the option to secure a bag, you know, first thing in the morning. There's no downtime whatsoever, and it's available to anybody as long as you have internet.
Yeah, and that's a point there too, because, like, if, for example, there's some countries, they don't like the current president, and they feel like if another opponent is going to win, their economy, like, what I want to learn is how that affects, like, the trading in other countries that don't necessarily like the leadership. Like, for example, we've been to the Philippines several times, and when a Republican is in office as a president, the Filipino peso is worth 50 pesos for $1. But when there's, like, Democrat in as a president, it's like 38 pesos per dollar. So there's got to be some kind of like thing going on there. And that's what I'm interested in learning in too, you know, like how the market goes back and forth. And I'm glad we found this system, you know.
So the question is, like, for those for the beginners that want to really looking into getting started with the forex trades, what tools? I know that, you know, Tadera is a great learning system. I mean, I've learned for the last 2 months. I've learned a lot. It's like I went to college or something, you know.
Yeah.
Right. So, this is a whole lot cheaper than college.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Even if you just like that, like pinball thing with like $100 or $200.
Right.
When you go to college, most of the time you don't know if you're gonna get a job with what you paid $100,000 to get that diploma in.
Right. I mean, this is just like what he's saying. You know, you gotta take dip your toes in there a little bit. Don't jump in there because you might shocked or something.
Yeah,
like
and
that,
you might get very discouraged.
Right.
You know? So it's better to play with Monopoly money first, so you can get the hang of that.
Exactly. Exactly. So the for studying for when they, there's a currency pairs, correct? Where do we go about, or people and beginners, where they can they learn, and how this the pairs affect the stock markets, or what, you know, the ups and downs?
Yeah, so for people that are just getting started with the foreign exchange market, the very first thing that I'm going to suggest that anybody and everybody do is, one, get a mentor. That's why I love the Tradera company and their platform. Not only do they have a mentor, but they have multiple learning tools that allow you to pretty much have a roadmap to success, right? When you're, you know, as we get older, when we're trying to learn new things, sometimes it can be challenging, especially for someone like myself. You know, I've been out of high school since age 18, and I didn't go to college. I went directly to the military. So for me, jumping into something like this, you want to get educated and you want to make sure you have the support system. So that's why I love the platform. After you find your mentor, right, the number one thing after that you want to really focus on and do is identify what time of day you want to trade. So, for example, I personally like to trade first thing in the morning and before I go to bed. The reason I like trading before I go to bed, most people get caught up in, all right, I've entered the trade and now I need to watch this trade the entire time. And then anxiety kicks in. So I liked trading before I went to bed because I would mark up my charts. And then if there was something available, I took the trade, I go to sleep, and then I would wake up in the morning. And either I would secure a bag or I have some studying to do to figure out, you know, what happened, right?
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
Yes, absolutely. So in my opinion, that's going to determine what pairs you want to look at, right? There are three time frames that we focus on in our company, and that is 3 a.m., 9 a.m., and that is – the reason we utilize those three time frames is because that's when those markets are opening. The London market opens at 3 a.m., which is roughly 8 a.m. their time, right?
Okay.
And then our session opens at 9 a.m., and then the Asian session opens at 8 p.m. So depending on what pair you want to trade or start with, that's what you really want to focus on. A great beginner pair, right? Because these markets can move fast if you're not aware of what you're doing. So the pair that I always tell people to start with is NZD/USD, and that is the New Zealand dollar and U.S. dollar. And the reason I like that pair is because of the two time zones. It's very consistent throughout the entire day.
Okay. I'm taking this. Is
writing
notes right
now. Because to me, I see a lot. We learned about the W and the M, you know, but I just see like red, and I haven't figured out yet how to move those lines personally. So I'm relying on a final, and we'll go over there to Indiana again. Hopefully I'll get to, we'll be on time.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? The fact that you guys are traveling so far lets me know that you guys will be, you will be, you're going to be dedicated. And that's really what this takes. I tell people all the time, whether it's 30 minutes or an hour, as long as you're consistent and you give this your attention for 30 minutes to an hour every day, you'll win. You'll win in the long run. It does take a while to get used to. It's new. You know, nobody, for the most part, picks up anything brand spanking new and runs with it. You know, when a baby first starts walking, they fall several times. When we start a new job, we make mistakes, you know, the first several times. So that's the biggest thing that I tell people. When people say, oh, well, I'm not getting it immediately, I ask them, well, name one time in your life where you picked something up and you were great at it immediately. And most people
right.
can't. And if you are, then great. You know, you're an anomaly, and hopefully you'll have success with this as well. But this is not a get-rich-overnight thing.
Yeah.
Right. That's what you know, the misconceptions when it comes to things of people, you know, they're so scared. They're not, or the young people and saying, oh, I'm not into, you know, investment yet because I'm so young, you know, and they, I don't know why they think of that. Well, I know why. I was young before. but it, you know, this is what I like about the Forex trading. What we're doing is, you know, the daily trading is money that you make that day. You know what
yeah.
I mean? There's people making this, like you said, or that. I mean, people making from $800 to $1,000 a day. You know, you're not a millionaire or anything, but if I can make $500 a day just spending 3 hours or something like that on you know, on just trading and bagging that money every single day.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, to be able to get that about that, I know that it's all estimation and things like that, but what would you have to invest initially, or would you have to keep putting in and taking out and putting in, taking out, like maybe 8 hours a day? What would be like a estimation of like how someone can reach that level? Do you have any input, Earl?
Yeah, most definitely. So the first thing that I tell people is you got to have a goal. And I think a lot of people, when they get into the foreign exchange market, they expect to make what they see other people make immediately, and it doesn't work that way. Me personally, my goal is to make 10% of whatever my account is. And the nice thing about foreign exchange market is, or Forex, whichever you want to call it, I know people that have started, and myself actually, I have started with a $50 account and grown that to a couple hundred, and I've started with a $1,000 account and grew that, you know, so it really depends on that individual and their finances. But the one thing that is consistent is, regardless of what you put in, my goal every day, if my account has $100 in it, my goal every day is to make $10.
Okay.
Realistically, if you can grow your account 10%, there's, for the most part, there's nowhere in the world where you could put your money into something and grow it by 10% the same day.
Yeah, true.
And some people say, you know, oh, if I start with $100 and I only make $10, that's not a lot. That's nothing. But if you do that 5 days out the week, and that's $50 a week, right? And then there's 4 weeks in a month. So that means you've made $200 a month, right? You made $200 that first month. That means the very next month, your goal is now $20 a day.
Yeah.
$20 a day. For an entire week is $100, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's 4 weeks, so that $100 turns into $400.
Yeah.
So that interest grows very quickly. If you can make 10% every day, you're winning. I don't care if you got a $100 account or a $1,000 account. There's nowhere that I personally have found, you know, in person, on Google, or an individual that can tell me, yes, with this skill set, you can, you know, you can make this type of money. So the fact that, you know, 10% every day, and it makes it a lot more manageable, because guess what? If I have a $100 account and I lose 10% today, well, guess what? I lost 10%. I still have $90 in my account.
Yeah.
If I have a $1,000 account and I lose 10%, all right, that's cool. I'm done for the day. So the goal is to hit 10%. I've had days where I've blown past that. You know, I think my biggest day right now, I had a $1,400 day, and I could be misquoting that. It could have been more, but I didn't trade for the next 2 days after that. There was no need to.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
And that's the biggest part. People get greedy, and they're like, oh, I made $1,000 today, or I made $100. Well, let me keep going, and I can maybe make $200. And then guess
right.
what? I end up losing some of that money. So the biggest thing
yeah.
is realizing this is a $7 trillion industry.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The bad will always be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bad will always be there. So that's what I tell people. 10% daily. If you can do that, you're winning.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's good to know, man. So,
and that's a good way you put that too, because like it almost sounds like I don't know too much about compound interest, but it sounds like it's a little bit like that, like where you put it in and then you're consistent. But of course, like we'll let our listeners know it's not get rich quick scheme or anything like that. You actually have to put the work in by like being educated, and you can get educated by it through like Tradera, but also like by, you know, hands-on, like trying it out and get mentor,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, it's not like you're just gonna put your money in and magically you're gonna get like 10%. You actually have to do study, because if you're not doing your homework, then you're not gonna be able to succeed compared to those that's doing homework and have mentor and guidance, right?
Absolutely. And if I would, I would throw this in here. The nice thing about our company, Tradera, is that we have those individuals that will show us, you know, those three live sessions at 3 a.m., 9 a.m., and 8 p.m., if they see something that looks successful, they let us know. So for me, that was great knowing that I had mentors that, you know, every day they're waking up at a set schedule, and I'm, you know, this is how I looked at it, right? In school, it was frowned upon to copy. I cannot
yeah.
take a test and look off the person next to me. This company is saying, not only do we want you to copy the answers that we're giving you, we're going to show our work for you as well. So for
yeah.
me, you know, that was really what got me sold on the company, because one, not only do they want me to be educated and be able to do this on my own, they're also going to show me live each day on how I can secure the bag also. And one of my biggest quotes that I love is, if you allow somebody to feed you, you give them permission to starve you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
this company is not only feeding me, but they're showing me how to eat myself as well. And to me,
yeah.
that was uber important. This morning, one of the trades that they called out this morning, and this is just one trade, allowed me to make $350 this morning.
Nice.
That's nice.
And
that took roughly 15 minutes, you know, of me just following the information and plugging in with them. So the opportunity is to have a safety net when you're making these decisions, for me, was just great.
Yeah, that's good, you know, and the consistency. The more, like, now with that 3 a.m., 9 a.m., and 8 p.m., is that Eastern time?
Yes, that is Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
Okay. Just so
the people know, so they don't jump on 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and then they're like, I missed it.
You know, that's going on in the back office
of
Tradera.
Okay.
Yes, and here's the nice part, though, you know, to kind of piggyback on what you said. These sessions are recorded. So if I come in
wow.
an hour late, don't be an hour late, but if you come in an hour late, you can rewind back, or let's say you missed the entire session, because these sessions do run for an hour and a half. Sometimes they run a little bit longer than that, which I'm not mad, because that means I'm getting more info, but the sessions run for an hour and a half. If I miss the session, I can go back to it and watch the same day session. So I'll never
yeah.
miss the opportunity unless I'm just choosing not to open my laptop or pull up the site on my phone.
Okay. That's good. Now, you, in order to be able to have access to that section, someone needs to pay the $99 monthly education fee. Is that correct?
Yes, there is a So there, the student price is $99 every 4 weeks. And okay. Some people, you know, when they see that, they get a little concerned. I break it down to people and tell them that's $3.50 a day. Just chill in the Starbucks for a couple weeks or whatever habit it is that's out there. And not only that, I mean, I just told you $350 is what I was able to make this morning. So if you plug into the information, that $3.50 a day, you're going to make that back. So $99, right. And then there is an option where the company allows you to recruit students. And if you recruit students, they will pay you for it with a residual. So currently I earn a residual every Friday. They send me a check. And as long as I keep recruiting students, they'll continue to do that. When I first saw this opportunity, I was like, I'm not trying to recruit people. I just want to make my own money. But once I learned and I seen the opportunity, I was like, one, I know other people that need this opportunity, especially with COVID going on. You know, people are losing jobs or working from home or whatever their situation may be. But not only that, it was almost, I don't want to sound arrogant or prideful, but it was easy. Once I learned the process, it was just a matter of showing my success to other people and being genuine about it. You know, when we recruit students, I've never had to beg anybody to, oh, you should do this with me. If I have to beg you to make money from your phone, then this opportunity just isn't for you. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I mean, to each, like they can be, because sometimes we were talking about last night, too, when we were talking with Leroy, we were talking about how even sometimes people, they'll say, oh, I wish I could learn how to do that, or I wish I could make money like you're making money, but they're not willing to take the risk. It's all about priorities. Like, they can go, Frodo, the Trista, and I, we experienced this in the last couple of months. We had another business, and we were like, well, let's not go to Starbucks as much, you know. Also, we kind of got in this habit of, like, which one is more important, you know, your health or your way of having your business so that you can focus on the education. So, like, with this, it's all about priorities. And like what you said, it's good to be genuine. I mean, if you know people that want to learn how to invest, this is a great market because, like you said, it's with a foreign exchange. Money's, like, pretty much going to be there, and it's different than like the stock market with like Apple or like Best Buy. I don't know if they have stock market, but I don't know. I don't follow that too much, but you know what I mean? Like with the companies, you know, because this those companies can come and go.
Right. Exactly.
Agreed. You are absolutely right. The companies can come and go. Economies aren't falling off the face of the earth. You know, one or two might, but typically when that happens, somebody else is stepping in to help. You know, the U.S. economy, New Zealand, the Chinese economy, they're not crumbling or falling off the face of the earth. You know, so you are absolutely right with that. And what I tell people also is I think it's two parts. You do have some individuals that are unfortunately just not motivated enough to stop trading their time for money. And I don't blame them, right? Because that's what most of us have been taught, to, you know, go to school, get good grades. And I'm not knocking school. I'm not knocking good grades. I'm in school right now. So school is important. But we've always been taught, you know, we need to get a good job and go work 40 hours a week and then retire at 65 and get Social Security. That's not the dream to me. That is not the American dream. And that's a lie. I don't want that. And if you do, there's nothing wrong with that. The other part of that is what I've learned. People doubt themselves, and it's unfortunate, but I don't think people understand how powerful they are and how smart they are. So what's nice about us, you know, Tradera is one resource, but, you know, the baggage claim group that we are all a part of is what I love about what we're doing. You as an individual, you know, yes, it might be one person that's successful, but if you see 10 people that are successful or, you know, 10 people learning together, that's, well, you know, that's a lot more welcoming. When I see my sister-in-law, my baby sis doing this, and I see you know, my friends from high school, and I see older people, when I see multiple people coming together, you know, very multiple diversities, you know, black, white, mm-hmm. yellow, brown, young, mm-hmm. old, coming together mm-hmm. for a common goal, I think people are more bought into that system instead of trying to do something on their own.
Yes.
Right.
That's yep. right.
That's good, too. And I want to ask you about I hear all the time that, you know, you got to, you know, don't be emotion or check your emotion at the door. Could you elaborate on that when it comes to trading? What emotion are you talking about? Like, don't trade.
So when it comes to trading, you know, or not even just trading, when it comes to money, let's be honest, when it comes to money, people get emotional. We've always been taught, well, you shouldn't talk about money, you shouldn't talk about finances, and it comes with a negative connotation. I mean, even growing up, you know, in church, don't get me wrong, it's not that we feared money, but I heard it multiple times. Money is the root of all evil, and that's not
right.
the case.
No.
What some people are choosing to do with money.
So
the first thing is we have to understand money is just it's an item / mm-hmm. resource that help
yes.
us, you know, get from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
What people choose to do with the money is on them, and that's you
yep.
know, where that negative connotation comes from. But, you know, again, going back to checking your emotions, what we do, you're able to see your profits and losses in real time. So when people see that, I tell them first, every trade starts negative. Every single trade that you make starts in the negative.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it works, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to allow your technical analysis, and technical analysis just means your hypothesis. You know, when we were in high school or middle school, everybody, when we had these science classes, we had to make the hypothesis of what we believed was going to happen. And
mm-hmm.
then we had to test that theory, right?
Yeah.
This is the exact same way. We use a certain set of tools and skill sets to build a strategy that shows us exactly what we expect the market to do, right?
Right.
Once we have done that and we've seen, all right, this is our hypothesis, we have to watch it play out. Some people sometimes will see, oh, man, I'm doing great. I'm up $80. But because you can see this live, the market never moves directly up and down. It moves in waves.
Huh.
So
yeah.
my trade might start negative. Let's just say my trade starts at negative $10, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Within 15 minutes, that trade can move to positive $25.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Right?
Right.
Now, within the next 10 minutes, let's say I go back to negative $5.
Mm-hmm.
Most people will say, man, I was up to $25. I should have just got out. But they'll keep going to see how much more they can make, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well,
yeah.
I'm at 25. I'll get out at 30. Then guess what happens? Oh, well, now I'm at 30. If I get out at 35, I'll get out there. And they become greedy.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And they don't take that. They don't allow their hypothesis to work out, to figure out if what they thought from the beginning was either correct or incorrect. So what happens is they start negative 10, go to positive 25, then they drop to negative 5. And they say, well, you know what? I don't want to go any more negative. So they get out.
Mm-hmm.
But if they would have waited another 20 minutes, they probably would have been positive 50.
Right.
I've seen that demo.
And that's what you are absolutely right. That is why the demo is so important. So when you have individuals that say, all right, well, I got in, I was negative 10. It went to positive 25. It went back to negative 5 and I got out. Well, guess what? They're going to see it start going back up again. So guess what they do? They get back in at the wrong time trying to chase the market and trying to secure a bag instead of if they just would have been patient from the beginning and trusted what they already drew, they probably would have made $50 to $100.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's just that one mistake because they left their emotions
Yeah, emotions. And then, like, I think that I think it's cool when you have this, like, training, you know. I mean, it's nice if you have a business background so you know how the market goes. But even if you don't, we have this training and the practice and the groups so that we can learn from one another, so we can grow, you know, and learn how to keep our emotions in control.
Yeah. So Earl, besides the forex market, what else do you recommend trading? I know that you say you touched up on like NAS 100, I believe.
Yeah. So NASDAQ 100 is a what we call an indice. For people that are first starting, I do not recommend them to indices. I always recommend the New Zealand U.S. dollar. But the nice thing about the foreign exchange market is you can trade anything through MetaTrader. So I can trade, currency pairs. So I can trade, and they're all in pairs because when you travel, right, you're exchanging one currency for another,
true.
And that's what
true.
We are bidding on, right? So you
right.
can
yeah.
trade currency pairs. You can trade the American stock market, right? So which is NASDAQ 100, right? US
right.
30, Dow Jones, S&P 500. If those things are – if they don't make sense to you guys, it's perfectly fine. But those are – that's the American stock market. That's where, you know, most banks and whatnot are investing our money at. That's where most businesses are that people hold stocks in. So
right.
we can trade there. We can trade U.S. oil. We can trade gold. We can trade cryptocurrency. We can trade commodities. So, I mean, essentially, if it is currently on a market, if it is on the free market, it can be traded. And the nice thing is it's not just the American currencies and the American markets either. If I want to trade the Chinese stock market or the German stock market, or the London stock market.
Mm-hmm.
I believe theirs is called GER 30 or DAX 30, DAX 30, GER 30. I have the option to do those too. So whatever part of the world that you know in their market or their currencies, you have access to trading.
Good. Now, do you have to be in the U.S. to be able to partake in Tradera?
No, you do not have to be in the U.S. to partake in Tradera or the markets. If it weren't for COVID, I promise I would. My goal is when COVID is over, is for the baggage claim, subside or whatever you want to call it. Whenever we get as close back to normal as we can, my goal is for the baggage claim group to take a vacation somewhere and us all be able to be on a beach and learn and share best practices. And the nice thing about that is, when you are incorporated as a business, right, and Tradera gives the option to do that so you can trade as a business and, recruit students, which is what, I do as well, you can turn around and use those trips for tax write-offs. So my goal is to take the entire baggage claim group. Let's go to Mexico or somewhere all-inclusive where the drinks are unlimited and the food is unlimited. And us all be able to just share and network together and learn and trade.
Yeah, that would be good. Now, to be able to bring in students, you have to be incorporated or not necessarily?
No, you do not. You do not have to be incorporated. You can do it as yourself under your name and your social, or you can do it under a business. You have the option to do either or you can do both if you wanted to.
We already have an EIN number associated with our name, and we use that.
Yes, you could. You absolutely can.
Right. And then I don't know if you can give any input about, like, what would be the benefit of, like, trading personally compared to a business? Is there, like, more write-offs you can do? Like, I know you mentioned, like, travel, but for people that are interested, I love tax write-offs. I have to make more money, but
absolutely. So I do not trade under my business.
Okay.
I trade under my personal. However, the residuals that the company pays, they pay that to my business. Now the company starts Their residual starts as small as $125 every Friday, which is an extra $500 a month, $6,000 a year, which to me is a pretty good pay raise, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Most people cannot go to their job and say, hey, I need an extra $6,000 a year. The top rank in our company pays $25,000 every Friday. That's every week, which translates to $100,000 a month. So that is the bag that I have the residual sent to my business. The business is where my residual goes to. So that way when if I choose to rent out a space to share information like we did this past Sunday, I can expense that through my business account. If I'm traveling somewhere to teach somebody, whatever the case may be, I can do all of that through my business. So the trading is done through my personal account, but as far as the company paying me my residuals, that goes through my business.
All right.
Okay. So thank you. Good to know.
So I have a question. I don't know if you can walk us through it like verbally, but so when you see it, I don't know if Roto can bring up the screen with it, but like on a MetaTrader or when you're trading Forex, there's like a big number and then like four or five numbers after that, three to five numbers after that. What do those numbers mean? Like, is that, it looks like $1.7777 like that. What is that mean?
What are you talking about? I don't know. Exactly.
She's talking about pips, the points and percentage. So when you look, depending on which pair you're looking at, for example, right now, I believe, actually, you know what? I do have, I'm in front of my computer, so I'll pull up a chart real quick.
Okay.
This one?
Sell and buy, and then.
All right. So, are you referring to, for example, if you were to look at New Zealand U.S. dollar (NZD USD), it says 0.70350.
Right.
Is that what you are referring to?
Yes. What does that mean? Like, what do all those numbers mean?
So those numbers are the cost that we are looking at between the two pairs. What is important to us, though, is just the third number in this specific one, because the fourth number in this specific one, because that is what is called points or points and percentage. If the number is to the right of the decimal, and there's three numbers, and that is what we call pips, which is points and percentage, because it's not a full point. If you were looking at something like gold or U.S. dollar, to the left you would have numbers, then the period. Those are considered whole points, right? So when I look at New Zealand U.S. dollar right now and it says 0.70350 and I'm looking at it going up or down, when it moves to 0.70351, that means it has moved up one pip, right?
Okay.
And a pip is what we are bidding on. So when I personally trade, let's say for this pair specifically, I'm trading $10 a bid or $10 a movement. So once this moves to 70351, that means I've made $10. When it moves to 352, I've made $20. 353, $30, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
353.
Okay. Yep. Those are pips, and they help us calculate exactly how much of a bag we are securing.
Okay. So
now
like,
I'm gonna be the pips are very, they can be a little confusing, that and the lot size, but with one-on-one or in our group sessions that we have, we go over those in pretty good detail so that way people understand exactly what they're bidding and understand how much they should be, securing each time.
So I look forward to that because I want to learn that because we were like, it only looks like a half a penny difference. We didn't know what we're doing.
It's all good. December 20th is when our next session is in person. We also do, for our baggage claim group, we also do live Zooms that go over things like this sometimes. And that's the great thing about learning in a group, you know, when we do come up against certain things. Because I'll be the first to tell you, I don't have the answers to all of this, right?
Okay.
But I have the resource to get the answers. So sometimes there's certain things that, you know, somebody else in the group may know. You know, Justin Carter, I call him Gold Member because he's made so much freaking money off of gold. But, you know, he's very good at using indicators, right? So I hit him up to get information about, all right, well, what indicators should I use? Leroy, who you guys had on last night, he does a great – him and Joseph Clark – they do a great job with sending us current events. You know, for example, the London and UK market, they're going to be the first wave of people getting the COVID vaccines.
Yeah.
Correct. So, you know, that's going to help pump their economy. And so we have to be up to date on that stuff. So I just love that we're in a group because you don't have to be the master of everything, right? You got other people in there helping you, giving different tips and, you know, pointers and allowing us to understand exactly what we need to do.
Yeah, that is definitely good because, like, I mean, even if you have just, like, you have no one there to tell you, you're going to be like, you're probably going to lose a lot of money because it looks like you're trading pennies. And it probably means a dollar, $100, $1,000. The next thing you know, you're lost and be like, what happened?
Right. I've seen that thing in TradingView.com. I use that a lot. Right. So can you tell me more the difference between the, you know, like the MetaTrader, MetaTrader 4 and the TradingView.com, the difference between those two?
Yeah, so MetaTrader is the platform that we utilize in order to take trades, right?
Right.
So I take my trades with MetaTrader. However, before I take a trade, I have to analyze what I'm looking at, right? I have to draw up charts and get a perspective and draw a hypothesis of what I'm looking for. That is what we use TradingView for. TradingView allows us to draw on charts and identify those different patterns that we're looking for. So I can draw lines, I can draw circles, you know, rectangles, all different types of shapes. I can look at volume. There's multiple, you know, strategies that we utilize on TradingView in order to identify what we expect.
Yeah,
the easier way to say it is TradingView is the canvas. And MetaTrader 4 is the frame.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Huh. So there's a lot of things to pack. So can you plug in that thing again? What's going on? That's in South Bend, Indiana, right?
Yes, yeah, South Bend, Indiana. December 20th is when our next event is, our next live in-person event. There are tickets that need to be purchased. There are 35 spots available. The tickets are $10. As long as you make it to the event, you get your $10 refunded. So the reason we did it this way is just because with COVID, we have limited seats. We want to make sure we're getting people that are serious about changing their situation. But we also don't want to overextend anybody, especially during the holiday season. So $10 to get to the event, December 20th, from 2 to 4 p.m., it's a great event,
Eastern time.
We get a lot of hands-on practice from everybody.
Eastern time, because the last time kind of...
Eastern time, yes. I'm sorry,
time.
Yes. Eastern Standard Time.
I should have known that. It says right in there, too, on the event. But how the people can find you, though? Can they find you on Facebook?
Yes. So you can find me on Facebook. I am Earl Whitfall II. There's another Earl Whitfall. That's my dad. He's a police officer. Don't choose him. You want to choose mine. my so Earl Wigfall the second, E-A-R-L, wig like a wig you would wear in your head, fall like the season.
Okay.
That's my Facebook. Instagram is Mr. Take a Trip.
Mr. Take a Trip.
Are my two platforms right now. TikTok is coming very soon. My kids have been telling me I need to get on TikTok, so
I'm on TikTok myself. TikTok.
I didn't understand how big TikTok was going to be, and I vowed that I would never be one of those parents that would need my kids to, you know, set up my DVD player and all this other stuff. So I got to get TikTok. I want to stay hip with the time.
Right. Reach those young people.
Right,
exactly. You know, forward-thinking young people. But, you know, if you're older, it's not too late.
Never too late.
We've been wanting to learn how to trade for a few years now. In fact, we met a person that said he makes quite a bit of money trading, and we said next time we see him, we want to ask him how to do it, you know, because man, the centrist been wanting to learn how to trade, right? And the guy said to us, "You won't be able to do it. Not for you." And I was like, "But this is what we wanted to do."
Yanking our chain, you know, he was like, he's making like, what did he say?
He said he made like $30,000 one day. And it's like, well, obviously it's not going to be every day, but if you make $30,000 in one day and pace yourself, you know, why not? You know?
Right, yeah. That was kind of rude of him. Yeah, it's funny you say that, though. The person that introduced this to me, his name is Jaron Hamilton. We call him J-Rock. And we were in a business venture that was completely separate from this before, and he had found a Forex trader prior than I did. And that point, I think we were in Miami, and the guy was driving a red Ferrari. One of the things I love about J-Rock, if he sees somebody that has a lifestyle that he wants, he has no problem asking, like, you know, what are you doing and how do I do it myself? So
yeah.
The gentleman told him, you know, yeah, I'm a Forex trader. And, you know, that was where the buck stopped, you know, there. It was like, all right, cool. We know what it is. Then a couple of years later, I was in Minnesota, and I sell cell phones for the past 8 years. I worked for Sprint. And this kid, he was wearing nothing but Kanye West gear. And he had on a pair of Yeezys. He had on a Kanye West sweatshirt that had all the holes in it. And if anybody that knows anything about Kanye West, His apparel is not cheap. You know, I think the sweater with the holes in it is like $1,000 sweater, right? So this guy is wearing like $1,000 worth of clothing, and he looks, you know, 19.
Wow.
So I walk him outside after we're done, you know, setting up his phone and everything, and he hops in this really nice Mercedes, and behold, he was a Forex trader. You know, so 3 years later, as I started, you know, looking into stocks, Jaron told me, look, J-Rock, you know, he told me, look, I have found something that's going to help us learn how to do what these other successful people have been doing. And ever since then, you know, when COVID hit, I was not deemed an essential employee, but my job made me quarantine until I got tested. This was when COVID first started back in March. Mm-hmm. So I went 3 weeks without working. And you know, my job is commission-based. The hourly was $8.50. And I told you guys I have kids and a wife. $8.50 was not going to cut it. So
no.
I dug in and took this real serious. And it's just been a blessing in return. So.
All right. That sounds good, man. It's quite a story, bro. So we had about 30 seconds here. So, you know, last word.
The biggest thing that I want to share with you guys is if you want to be successful in this market, all it takes is consistency and commitment. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to be intelligent. You just have to show up. If you can show up consistently, there's no reason that you can win. Focus on you and winning and doing the right things, and you'll be successful.
All right.
Good.
Thanks a lot, Laura.
Yeah,
this
thanks.
Was good, good, good segment that we have here, man. Once again, this is Fro the Centrist here on Block Talk Radio with my co-host, Lady D. We had a Wigfall from of AOL Marketing on South Bay, Indiana. He's gonna have his live sessions, a live meeting on the 20th, correct?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah,
so,
December 20th.
Yep, you can find him on Facebook and also on Instagram. Well, we're signing out. And once again, thanks for listening. See ya.